Cambridge, Ant. After a long-awaited few months, the Cambridge Soccer Complex has officially been opened to the public. The community turned out for the kick-off of the new state-of-the-art facility that boasts 7 new fields and a central fieldhouse. This is the first-of-its-kind facility here in the region and will really act as a draw for tournaments, players and organizations looking to utilize this space, said City of Cambridge Deputy City Manager Hardy Bromberg. The official grand opening of the new soccer complex is just around the corner. Join us Sat. June 15, 10 a.m.-2 p.m. https://t.co/3zeraik8dittps://t.co/ikesdiff60pic.twitter.com/9f2say4vjlc. City of Cambridge. At City of Cambridge, June 4, 2024. Situated on a 38-acre property in Preston just off Fountain Street, the Conestoga College Condor sign is impossible to miss from the road, acting as a landmark for those looking for the park. The community showed up for the event, packing every field for fun activities and taking advantage of the freshly installed turf. "We love it, it's so nice," said Christine Maloney, who brought her son and avid Cristiano Ronaldo fan to see the new fields. Who knows, maybe the next big name in soccer will come from Cambridge now. The impressive size of the park can only be realized when entering the facility and the 7 massive soccer fields come into view. This is a sign of many good things to come for the city, noted Bromberg. "We talk a lot about growth and a lot about housing, but we need amenities for those that are coming and living here, and this is just one of the many projects we have planned," he added. The new additions to the Preston Auditorium that will have 2 new rinks and the rec complex really shows that we are investing in this city and its residents. The city also worked closely with the 6 Nations on the construction and consulting on how the facility could be built while also respecting the land that it sits on. Cambridge Mayor Jan Liggett adds the Toyota Fieldhouse is built on a floating foundation, so as to not permanently disturb the ground. "We are stewards of this land at this one point in time, and we need to respect those who came before us and who will come after us," said Liggett. "So if this building ever has to come down, it can go right back to the way it was." Liggett speaks to how important these investments are for the community, for giving youth a dedicated place to play, and organizations like Cambridge United and Conestoga College a new home. "Especially going into budget time, there have been things that get pushed back due to priorities, but now is the time to keep investing in our residents and building facilities like these," she said. The park took over $13 million to build and several years of planning and construction. The city did receive some help with a $1.5 million deal with Conestoga College and a $250,000 naming sponsorship with Toyota Motor Manufacturing Canada. The college will now make the complex its new home for its soccer, football and rugby programs. The first field is complete with Condor logos and Conestoga-themed colors up and down the field. The massive scoreboard also bears the school's insignia to match. Conestoga College Vice President Trish Weigel-Green added, with their impressive sports programs, the new soccer complex will help them continue their championship runs in the new academic year. "This is for the up-and-coming young athletes who dream of one day gracing the international stage," said Weigel-Green. "For our athletes, we never truly had a home field, but we are excited to now call this our home." The 2024 Conestoga men's soccer team boasted the Canadian Collegiate Coach of the Year, Men's Provincial Athlete of the Year, and also won the provincial title and silver in the national championships. Bromberg notes the fields are free for anyone to use at any time, but if someone has it rented out, they get first priority. Teams, organizations and local residents can rent out the fields for friendly competitions or private leagues, and can find more information on pricing on the city's website. "We truly hope that this can be a place where people come to play, get active and just be proud of the fact that this is right here in our backyard," said Bromberg.